politics. Why, you may wonder, are these 9 Democratic presidential candidates all working so hard now, so early? The primaries aren't until next year, but already there's almost a debate a week. The answer is something called front-loading. I spoke earlier with Will Salatin. He's Slate's chief political correspondent. Will Salatin, can you say a little about the history of front-loading and how does this year's accelerated presidential primary race differ from years past?
Boy, you know, it just gets worse and worse. Imagine that everybody drives in rush hour and hates getting in traffic late in the day, so they all decide they're going to leave 15 minutes earlier. So then the traffic jam happens 15 minutes earlier, and everybody keeps moving up and up and up. It's been going this way in presidential elections for years and years. There are always 3 or 4 states at the front that do the winnowing, and by the time it gets to everybody else, the race is decided.
But do the voters in those states, those early states, do they have enough time to actually get to know the candidates and make some kind of sensible selection?
Oh, the voters in the very early states definitely do. If you live in New Hampshire, politicians come to your neighborhood. Sometimes they come to your living room. But if you pay close attention to what's being debated and settled in these states, what happens is they get all of their petty personal grievances dealt with and the other states don't. You know, every one of these presidential candidates has to troop through Iowa and answer questions about Iowa's Medicaid reimbursement rate, and that, you know, every candidate has to support ethanol, which is a big boondoggle for Iowa farmers because they're such an important constituency. So it skews the process in favor of the economic interests of those states.
You just said the word economic interests. What about the economic interests of the candidates raising money? What's going on with front-loading there?
Well, they have to raise about $20 million in the year before the election, 2003.
That's a lot.
It's a ton of money for them to have to raise. It looks to me like Howard Dean obviously is going to make it. Probably John Kerry will make it. I don't think anybody else will. And the reason they have to raise all of that money is because there is no time to raise money later in the process because it's all decided so fast.
Is the general public, you think, actually paying much attention to these candidates? I mean, we in the media are certainly, we're talking about them, we're following them, and we're interested in the race at this point, but is anyone else interested?
No, and the evidence for that is you can look at these polls in the states and nationwide, and you just see a ton of people who are undecided. A lot of people are undecided because they haven't really decided, but a lot of people who say undecided just mean, I don't know enough about these guys. You know, I'm not watching every one of these debates. There seems to be a debate every couple of weeks. The average person, you know, they have other things to do.
And what you're saying is, this year in particular, by the time the rest of the country does get interested in it, it's going to be all over.
Yeah, you know, first of all, if you go back years and years, you'd find that the nominee was often decided at the convention. You know, the delegates would go to the convention and have a discussion. That's late in the summer. Then it was sort of, we moved up to where it was decided in California in, say, June of the election year. Then, you know, it was decided on Super Tuesday. Super Tuesday was in March, the middle of March, and all these states had moved up to Super Tuesday to have a voice in the election. Now we're in a situation where so many states have moved up to the very beginning of February that all these states who are in Super Tuesday no longer matter because by then it's all over. So by the beginning of February, literally about 2 to 3 weeks after the election has officially started, it will be over.
Will Salatin, Slate's chief political analyst from Washington, D.C. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Alex.